Katie Morag and the Dancing Class by Mary Hedwig. The Isle of Strui. It was decided that it would be a good thing for the children on the Isle of Strui to have dancing lessons. Agnes, Faye, Sasha and the big boy cousins were keen to start, especially when they heard that Mrs. Mackie would provide juice and biscuits at the end of each lesson. The boys chose tap and the girls ballet. But Katie Morag McCall said she had better things to do on Saturday morning, like getting backy on her mother's post office bike or checking the lobster creels with Nilly Beg. But Granny Island said that ballet would be good for Katie Morag's coordination. Grandma Mainland had already ordered pink pumps and a leotard from a dance shop on the mainland. She was also sewing a frilly frou-frou skirt. She longed to see her granddaughter in a pretty outfit, instead of that old jumper and skirt and those dreadful wellies. Katie Morag loved her wellies. She dreaded the thought of ballet lessons, but it had all been decided by the two grandmothers. On the first Saturday, Katie Morag reluctantly put on the leotard. Grandma Mainland rushed into Katie Morag's bedroom, waving a cloud of frills. The frou-frou skirt. Oh no, thought Katie Morag. But thank you very much, Grandma Mainland, she said. Hurry up, don't be late. There's to be a dance performance on show day. You'll look so pretty, smiled Grandma Mainland. Yeah. The cat doesn't look impressed, does she? No. Katie Morag headed unwillingly towards the village hall. It was boat day, and all the villagers were at the pier. But all was not silent and deserted at the last house in the village. Nurse's gate was wide open, and a flock of sheep were in her garden, baaing delightedly as they feasted on her early lettuces. Oh no. Katie Morag tried to chase them out, but every time they came back in before she could close the gate. After a long time and a lot of shouting, which she enjoyed, Katie Morag finally got the sheep out and firmly shut the gate. Katie Morag was late for ballet class. On the second Saturday, Katie Morag decided to walk to the village hall along the shore. There had been a big storm in the night. She was on the lookout for anything interesting washed up on the tide line. Once she had found a frisbee, which she gave to Liam for his birthday. And then there was the terrible time when she had been in a bad mood and she'd kicked her old Teddy into the sea. Oh, poor old Teddy. She was so lucky to find him washed up 2 days later near Granny Island's house. Hurrah! This particular day, there was nothing special on the tide line, but Katie Morag just had to keep on looking. Katie Morag was very late for ballet class. On the third Saturday, Flora Ann screamed all through breakfast. Oh, that's a little baby. It being boat day, Katie Morag very kindly offered to stay with her until after Mr. and Mrs. McCall collected the mail and supplies for the shop and post office from the pier. For once, Katie Morag didn't mind having to look after her baby sister. Granny Island was downstairs wiping the shelves in the shop and completely forgot it was dancing class day. Katie Morag didn't remind her. The boat was an hour late in arriving. Katie Morag was extremely late for ballet class.
It's going to be really, really late.
So late that she missed the whole class. Agnes, Faye and Sasha had already gone home. The big boy cousins were putting on their tap shoes. What's it like to tap dance? Katie Morag asked. It's like playing drums with your feet, replied Hector, Archie, Dougal, Jamie and Murdo Inn, clacking their metal-studded shoes and heels of their shoes on the floor. What a noise! Katie Morag copied them with her wellies, but the sound was like a wet fish flapping in the bottom of Nelly Begg's boat. You'll have to do the metal bits, laughed Jamie. Mrs. Mackie had been listening. Would you like to come to tap, Katie Morag, instead of ballet? I'm sure Grandma Mainland would get you the shoes. Katie Morag desperately wanted to say yes, please, But she couldn't possibly ask Grandma Mayland for more dancing shoes. That night, Katie Morag was staying over at Granny Island's. Wearily, she told Granny Island the whole sad story. "Take off your wellies," sighed Granny Island sympathetically, "and have a rest by the fire." Katie Morag looked at her wellies. "All they need are bits of metal," she said forlornly. Granny Island suddenly started rummaging in a cupboard. She held up a pair of dusty leather boots. "Ah, my old tuckety boots!" "Silly Granny," scoffed Katie Morag, a bit rudely. "They are far too big." But Granny Island was levering the metal tacks from their soles and hammering them onto the soles of Katie Morag's wellies. On the fourth Saturday, on the dot of 11 o'clock, Katie Morag was the first at the door of the hall. Mrs. Mackey said not a word about this rather unusual tap shoes that Katie Morag was wearing. "What are you like, Katie Morag?" the big boy cousins groaned. But Jamie laughed. "She's like she is. She's Katie Morag." Katie Morag worked really hard to catch up on her cousins. Rehearsals had already started for the dance performance on show day. Mrs. Mackey made them practice their routine over and over again. On the evening of the dance performance, the islanders packed into the village hall. The two grandmothers were in the front row. Grandma Mainland, dressed up in all her finery, looking forward to seeing Katie Morag in her finery. Grandma Mainland was so disappointed when she saw Katie Morag wearing that old jumper and skirt and those dreadful wellies on the stage. But when Katie Morag danced perfectly in time with the big boy cousins and even did a solo turn in her tackety wellies, Grandma Mayland had to admit that she was extremely impressed. Katie Morag was equally impressed by the ballet performance. Agnes was Aladdin in a blue satin bolero and baggy trousers, and Sasha was Princess Jasmine in veils of purple silk. Faye performed high wild kicks as the genie coming out of the lamp. At the end of the wonderful evening, Lady Artist thanked Mrs. Mackey for all her hard work and gave her a bouquet of flowers, specially ordered from the mainland. "And I would like to thank all the dancers who worked so very hard too," Mrs. Mackey replied. "Katie Morag worked the hardest of them all." Afterwards, Katie Morag apologised to Grandma Mainland for not telling her about missing ballet lessons and how she really liked tap dancing. Then she said, "But Grandma Mainland, I think I would like to go to both classes next year." Grandma Mainland smiled her forgiveness. Maybe she would see Katie Morag in that frilly frou-frou skirt one day after all. "And look," said Katie Morag brightly, "the ballet shoes I didn't use this year won't be wasted. They will make cosy liners for my wellies in the winter."